Imagine waking up one morning unable to get out of bed, your joints screaming in pain, your mind foggy, and your energy completely depleted, with doctors telling you there's nothing wrong with you. This is the reality for hundreds of thousands of Americans suffering from Lyme disease, a condition that affects over 300,000 people annually in the U.S. alone, 10 times more than previously reported. The disease has touched famous figures from Avril Lavigne to Richard Gere and George W. Bush, yet remains woefully misunderstood by conventional medicine. Dr. Darren Ingle's groundbreaking approach to Lyme disease emerged from his own battle with the condition when standard antibiotic treatments failed him. His revolutionary immune-boosting plan has since helped thousands of patients recover by addressing Lyme not just as an infection, but as a complex condition that triggers autoimmune responses, offering hope where conventional medicine has fallen short. Lyme disease has become the fastest-growing insect-borne infectious disease in the United States, Europe, and Asia. Though officially rediscovered in 1975, when children near Lyme, Connecticut developed symptoms resembling juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, evidence suggests it has existed for thousands of years. The oldest known case is Otzi the Iceman, a 5,300-year-old mummy found in the Austrian Alps who carried Borrelia burgdorferi DNA. What makes Lyme particularly insidious is its ability to hide from the immune system. When a tick bites, it coats the bacteria with its saliva, creating a protective shield that can delay immune recognition for weeks. The spirochete's unique shape, with flagella and a spiral form, allows it to twist through body tissues while constantly changing shape to evade detection. This shape-shifting ability sends the immune system on a wild goose chase, as each time the bacteria morphs, our defenses must devise new strategies. Even more concerning, when you're bitten by a tick, you may receive multiple infections simultaneously. Many ticks carrying Lyme also transmit co-infections like Bartonella, Babesia, and Anaplasma, all producing similar symptoms. There are over 100 different Borrelia species in the U.S. alone and more than 300 worldwide, with Borrelia burgdorferi causing most U.S. Lyme cases. The nearly invisible nymph stage ticks, only 1 to 2 millimeters long, pose the greatest danger as they attach to hidden body areas and can transmit disease within 16 to 48 hours of attachment. This makes prevention difficult and early detection crucial, yet the classic bullseye rash appears in only about half of cases, not the 70 to 80% claimed by the CDC. The conventional approach to treating Lyme disease relies heavily on antibiotics, but there's a fundamental problem with this strategy that many practitioners overlook. Unlike most common bacteria that reproduce every 20 minutes, Lyme spirochetes replicate only every 1 to 16 days, making them uniquely challenging to target. This dramatic difference in reproductive cycles means that effective antibiotic treatment would require keeping drugs in your system for up to 18 months to achieve the same killing effect as a typical 2-week course for other bacterial infections. This extended antibiotic exposure creates a devastating impact on the body's microbiome. The beneficial bacteria, which reproduce rapidly, become easy casualties, while the slow-replicating Lyme bacteria often survive. When good bacteria are destroyed, opportunistic harmful microbes can freely populate the digestive tract, leading to conditions like candida overgrowth, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, SIBO, and compromised immune function that compound the original infection. The resulting dysbiosis can trigger food sensitivities, nutrient deficiencies, and chronic inflammation. Multiple scientific studies increasingly question the effectiveness of extended antibiotic therapy. A landmark 2016 European study of 280 chronic Lyme patients found no significant difference in quality of life outcomes between those receiving 12 weeks of antibiotics versus placebo after initial treatment. Laboratory studies examining common Lyme antibiotics like doxycycline, amoxicillin, and ceftriaxone demonstrate their failure to eliminate persistent forms of Borrelia bacteria, particularly in their cyst and biofilm forms. The bacteria can shift into these protective states when threatened, essentially becoming antibiotic resistant. The human toll of prolonged antibiotic treatment can be severe. One documented case involved a woman who nearly died after 14 years of rotating antibiotic treatments that ultimately left her with permanent gut damage, systemic candida, and worse symptoms than before. Other reported side effects include liver damage, severe allergic reactions, and C. difficile infections. While antibiotics may help in early stages when the infection is acute, they often fail to address the chronic inflammatory autoimmune response that Lyme triggers. This immune dysregulation, rather than active infection, is actually responsible for many of the debilitating symptoms in later stage disease, including joint pain, cognitive issues, and fatigue. This explains why some patients continue to experience symptoms even after multiple rounds of antibiotics have supposedly cleared the infection. Many chronic Lyme symptoms stem from autoimmunity rather than active infection. This complex process occurs through molecular mimicry, when proteins on the Borrelia bacterium's surface structurally resemble human proteins, causing the immune system to attack both the bacteria and the body's own tissues. This mistaken identity response can persist long after the initial infection has been treated, leading to ongoing inflammation and tissue damage. Research shows multiple proteins on the Borrelia bacterium, particularly outer surface protein A, OspA, closely resemble human proteins such as human lymphocyte function-associated antigen 1, HLFA1. This similarity triggers the immune system to attack joints, cartilage, and connective tissue even after successful antibiotic treatment. Studies have identified at least 7 different Lyme proteins that cross-react with human proteins commonly targeted in autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and multiple sclerosis. This explains why Lyme patients often receive misdiagnoses of various autoimmune conditions before their Lyme infection is discovered. The autoimmune cascade can affect multiple body systems. Antibodies against the Lyme bacterium's flagellum can attack myelin basic protein and other nerve proteins, causing widespread numbness, tingling, burning sensations, and neuropathic pain. In the brain, Lyme-reactive antibodies can form against neural proteins, triggering an array of neurological symptoms, including memory problems, difficulty concentrating, mood changes, and sleep disorders. This persistent autoimmune response explains why many patients continue to suffer despite testing negative for active infection. Their immune system remains hyperactive and misdirected against their own tissues. The dramatic rise in autoimmune diseases over the past 50 years parallels the increase in allergies and asthma in industrialized nations, suggesting our attempts to create sterile environments and eradicate infectious disease may have disrupted the protective balance of microbes that once coexisted with humans. This hygiene hypothesis proposes that reduced exposure to diverse microorganisms in early life prevents proper immune system development. Multiple factors likely contribute to autoimmunity, including processed food diets high in inflammatory compounds, exposure to environmental toxins and pesticides, chronic psychological stress, increased intestinal permeability, leaky gut, side effects from various medications, and triggering infections like Lyme disease. Despite mounting evidence for these environmental and lifestyle influences, many specialists remain focused solely on suppressing symptoms rather than investigating and addressing these root causes of immune dysregulation. Recent research suggests that autoimmune reactions may be reversible through careful immune modulation, dietary changes, stress reduction, and targeted treatment of underlying infections. This integrated approach offers hope for chronic Lyme patients trapped in cycles of autoimmune inflammation. A healthy gut is fundamental to well-being, playing a key role in nourishment and constituting up to 80% of immune function. Many Lyme patients report years of poor gut health with chronic digestive issues, sometimes predating their Lyme infection. This suggests immune dysfunction began before contracting Lyme, making them more susceptible to autoimmunity. The gut contains both beneficial and harmful bacteria in a delicate balance that regulates the immune system. When disrupted, your immune system suffers and becomes more prone to autoimmunity. Inflammation is the common denominator, leading to leaky gut, where the intestinal barrier breaks down, allowing foreign substances to trigger immune reactions in a vicious cycle. The immune-boosting gut protocol offers solutions even if you've taken antibiotics or NSAIDs that altered your gut flora. The protocol includes 1. High-quality probiotics to restore beneficial bacteria, rotating 2 to 3 different types weekly. 2. Glutamine to provide energy to intestinal cells and rebuild damaged gut lining. 3. Digestive enzymes to break down food properly and prevent immune reactions. 4. Fish oil for omega-3 fatty acids that strengthen the gut barrier and reduce inflammation. 5. Resveratrol to protect the intestinal barrier and mildly inhibit Lyme organism reproduction. 6. Traditional herbs like slippery elm and marshmallow to soothe the stomach and intestinal lining. 7. Colon hydrotherapy to aid detoxification pathways for those who can access it. This approach creates an environment hospitable to your microbiome but inhospitable to the Lyme bacteria, laying the foundation for recovery. The immune-boosting diet focuses on optimizing alkalinity while avoiding acidic foods. Most Americans eat a standard American diet, SAD, high in processed foods and simple carbs that creates an acidic internal environment, leading to fatigue, inflammation, allergies, poor brain function, and sleep disturbances. While diets like Paleo, Anti-Candida, and Zone offer benefits by reducing refined foods and regulating blood sugar, they don't specifically target pH balance. Through clinical experience with thousands of patients, Dr. Ingles discovered that a pH-balancing diet makes a significant difference for Lyme patients by promoting alkalinity, which reduces inflammation, rebuilds the gut, and boosts the immune system. Foods affect body pH based on their mineral content. Those high in sodium, potassium, or calcium promote alkalinity, while those rich in sulfur, phosphate, or chloride are acidic. The classification is based on how foods influence body pH after digestion, not their inherent acidity. For example, lemons are acidic but have an alkalizing effect after consumption. The diet categorizes foods into 3 groups: foods to eat generously, 80% of your diet, very alkaline to low alkaline foods, including most vegetables, select fruits, nuts, seeds, and certain grains and legumes. Foods to eat modestly, low acid-forming foods, including certain vegetables, some fruits, and various protein sources. Foods to limit or eliminate, highly acidic items, including farm-raised fish, dairy products, most dried fruits, certain nuts, artificial additives, junk foods, most sweeteners, yeast products, and inflammatory oils and beverages. While no specific studies exist on diet and Lyme disease, research shows a more alkaline diet can help reverse ongoing acidification with significant health benefits, controlling inflammation, improving detoxification pathways, optimizing gut flora, benefiting bone health, reducing muscle wasting, and protecting against chronic diseases. After establishing a foundation of gut health and proper nutrition, the next step is actively targeting the Lyme infection. The goal is reducing bacterial load, the total number of bacteria in your body at any given time. Fewer Lyme bacteria mean less immune response and fewer symptoms. Complete elimination may not be possible. Studies show Lyme DNA persists in mice even after extensive antibiotic treatment. Like the chickenpox virus that can reactivate as shingles decades later, Lyme spirochetes can remain dormant for years. The goal isn't necessarily eradication, but reaching a point where your immune system no longer attacks your tissues in response to the bacteria. Dr. Ingles offers 5 distinct protocols for treating Lyme disease, acknowledging that what works for one person may not work for another. 1. The Zhang Protocol. Developed by Dr. Qingcai Zhang, who successfully treated Dr. Ingles after his failed antibiotic courses. This modern Chinese medicine approach combines traditional Chinese medicine principles with knowledge of herbs' biological activities, creating formulas designed to work harmoniously together with minimal side effects. 2. The Cowden Protocol. Developed by Dr. Lee Cowden, this protocol utilizes liquid herbal formulas containing specialized plants from Peru and South America that local healers have used for generations. 3. Byron White formulas. Potent herbal formulas that require only a few drops 1 to 2 times daily, though some people experience strong detox reactions. 4. Stephen Buhner protocol. Using Japanese knotwood, cat's claw, and andrographis to eliminate Lyme disease and co-infections. 5. Beyond Balance protocol. Primarily liquid extracts with some capsules similar to Byron White formulas. Each protocol aims to reduce bacterial load while simultaneously decreasing inflammation, improving circulation, preventing abnormal immune reactions, and modulating healthy immune responses. The treatment approach differs slightly between acute and chronic Lyme cases, with specific dosage recommendations provided for different age groups. An essential component of treatment is breaking down biofilm, the protective matrix that shields Lyme bacteria. Supplements like lumbrokinase, Interface Plus, lactoferrin, xylitol, organic coconut oil, and N-acetylcysteine help make antimicrobial treatments more effective by exposing hidden bacteria. Many Lyme patients continue struggling with symptoms despite antibiotic or herbal treatments because killing microbes alone isn't always sufficient. Recovery requires addressing specific features of your surroundings that may be undermining your health. Environmental medicine views the body as a barrel with individual capacity limits for toxin accumulation. When your barrel overflows, symptoms worsen. Removing chemicals from your environment is crucial for Lyme recovery, including air fresheners, cleaning products, pesticides, and personal care items containing parabens, sulfates, and aluminum that can disrupt hormones and immune function. Mold exposure is particularly concerning, as it mimics Lyme disease so closely it's called the Great Imitator. Most people are unaware of mold in their surroundings, which thrives in moisture-rich environments like water-damaged buildings. Mold often hides behind walls or under cabinets, releasing microscopic spores that produce toxic mycotoxins and trigger allergic reactions affecting the brain, lungs, gut, and other organs. Sleep quality is another essential factor in recovery. During deep sleep, your body repairs and restores itself through a complex process involving hormones and neurotransmitters. The best restorative sleep typically happens between 2 to 4 a.m., and disruptions to this pattern compromise your body's ability to heal. Exercise, though challenging for those with fatigue, increases blood flow, delivering oxygen and nutrients to damaged cells and thinning the blood that Lyme tends to thicken. The key is starting gently. Pushing too hard can trigger setbacks lasting weeks. Walking, yoga, swimming, Tai Chi, and Qigong are excellent options that can be modified based on individual capacity. While many experience relief following the basic program, certain symptoms, particularly fatigue and neuropathy, often prove stubborn. Advanced approaches to these persistent challenges focus on balancing and calming your immune system rather than simply killing bacteria. For chronic fatigue, addressing mitochondrial dysfunction is key. Mitochondria produce ATP, the molecule that powers cellular function. Studies show Lyme disease can reduce mitochondrial numbers and function, but specific nutrients can repair these cellular powerhouses. 1. Coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, essential for ATP production and cellular energy. Start with 100 mg twice daily with meals, increasing up to 600 mg twice daily as needed. 2. Carnitine transports fatty acids into mitochondria for energy conversion. Studies show people with Lyme disease have lower blood carnitine levels. Start with 1,000 milligrams in the morning. 3. Alpha-lipoic acid, ALA, serves as a cofactor for enzymes that maximize mitochondrial energy production while also functioning as an antioxidant. Take 200 to 600 milligrams daily in divided doses. 4. Vitamin B6 and magnesium function as cofactors in nearly every energy-producing metabolic pathway. Together, they boost energy production as B6 helps magnesium enter cells where it activates ATP. For neuropathy, targeted interventions include 1. Phosphatidylcholine. forms a critical component of cell membranes, particularly in brain and nerve tissue, and serves as a precursor to acetylcholine, essential for nerve transmission. 2. Glutathione, a powerful antioxidant and liver detoxifier, often deficient in Lyme patients. Available in liposomal form, S-acetylglutathione capsules, inhalation, or injections. 3. Vitamin B12 protects the myelin sheath surrounding nerves, allowing proper signal transmission. Choose methylcobalamin or hydroxycobalamin at 1,000 micrograms daily. 4. Pulsed electromagnetic frequency therapy delivers low-level electromagnetic signals that harmonize with the body's natural cellular frequencies, enhancing cell communication and stimulating blood flow and tissue repair. For immune system regulation, consider 1. Sublingual immunotherapy, SLIT, highly diluted allergen extracts placed under the tongue daily to retrain your immune system's response to allergens. 2. Low-dose immunotherapy, LDI, uses highly diluted dead microbes administered under the tongue to retrain the immune response to Lyme bacteria. 3. Low-dose naltrexone, LDN, has remarkable immune-modulating effects at very low doses, helping with sleep, cognition, joint pain, bowel function, and energy. Recovery from Lyme disease follows a distinctly non-linear path. Progress is best measured by the gradual increase in good days versus bad, rather than expecting continuous improvement. Patients typically experience waves of progress interspersed with temporary setbacks. The key is to zoom out and evaluate improvements over longer periods, such as weeks or months, rather than focusing on day-to-day fluctuations. Many patients find keeping a symptom journal helpful in tracking their overall trajectory. Honest self-assessment becomes crucial when symptoms persist despite treatment. This means carefully evaluating adherence to all aspects of the protocol, dietary restrictions, herbal regimens, and lifestyle modifications. Even small deviations, like occasional coffee consumption or processed food indulgences, can significantly impact recovery. Success often requires complete commitment. Those who achieve the best results typically report strict adherence to their treatment protocols for extended periods. Relapses are an unfortunately common aspect of Lyme disease recovery. Even patients who have been symptom-free for months or years may experience sudden returns of fatigue, joint pain, brain fog, or other symptoms. Common triggers include stress, poor sleep, dietary changes, environmental toxins, or excessive physical exertion. While identifying triggers is valuable for prevention, the priority during a relapse should be rapid intervention. Starting treatment protocols within the first few days of a flare-up typically leads to faster resolution and prevents the full return of severe symptoms. The body's capacity for healing is remarkable, especially when given proper support. Many patients who have recovered multiple times from relapses report that subsequent recoveries often proceed more quickly as they've learned to recognize early warning signs and implement interventions promptly. This journey frequently reveals unexpected reserves of resilience and determination. Successful recovery requires building a strong support network, including knowledgeable healthcare practitioners, understanding family members, and fellow Lyme patients who can share experiences and encouragement. The psychological aspects of recovery are equally important. Practicing self-compassion during setbacks, celebrating small victories, and maintaining hope are essential components of the healing journey. Many patients find that their Lyme experience, while challenging, leads to profound personal growth and a deeper appreciation for health. Support groups, both online and in person, can provide valuable emotional support and practical advice from others who understand the unique challenges of living with Lyme disease. Remember that each person's recovery timeline is unique. Some may see significant improvements within months, while others may need a year or more to achieve their health goals. The key is persistent implementation of treatment protocols while maintaining faith in the body's healing abilities. Lyme disease enters our lives uninvited, disrupting daily activities and fundamentally changing us physically, mentally, and emotionally. It impacts every aspect of daily living, from the ability to climb stairs or prepare meals, to maintaining focus at work or engaging in social activities. The disease takes a particularly heavy toll on relationships, work performance, and academic achievement, often leaving patients feeling isolated and misunderstood. Many sufferers report strained family dynamics as loved ones struggle to understand an illness that doesn't always present visible symptoms. The conventional medical system frequently fails Lyme patients in multiple ways. Traditional protocols focusing solely on antibiotic treatments to kill bacteria overlook the complex cascade of inflammatory responses and immune system disruption that occurs. This narrow approach often leaves patients partially treated, with lingering symptoms that can persist for years. Dr. Ingalls's revolutionary approach recognizes that Lyme is not just a simple infection, but rather a complex condition affecting multiple body systems, from neurological function to hormonal balance, immune response, and cellular energy production. A comprehensive treatment strategy must address several key components simultaneously. This includes supporting gut health through proper nutrition and probiotics, implementing an anti-inflammatory diet, targeting active infection with both conventional and natural antimicrobials, eliminating environmental toxins, optimizing sleep patterns, incorporating appropriate exercise based on individual capacity, and developing effective stress management techniques. Success stories include patients who had previously tried multiple rounds of antibiotics without improvement, but found relief through this integrated approach. What makes this method truly revolutionary is its recognition of the body's intricate interconnectedness. For example, improving gut health not only aids digestion, but also strengthens immune function and reduces inflammation throughout the body. Supporting adrenal function helps regulate energy levels and stress response, which in turn supports better sleep and healing. Rather than treating symptoms in isolation, the Lyme solution provides a detailed roadmap for comprehensive healing that empowers patients to take control of their health journey. This integrated approach has shown remarkable results even in cases previously considered chronic or treatment-resistant. Patients report improvements not just in physical symptoms, but in mental clarity, emotional stability, and overall quality of life. The recovery process typically occurs in stages, with some patients noting significant improvements within months, while others may need a year or more for full recovery. The journey requires patience, persistence, and a commitment to lifestyle changes, but thousands have successfully recovered using these methods. For the millions suffering from Lyme disease worldwide, this comprehensive approach offers hope beyond mere symptom management. It presents a path to true healing and a return to vibrant health through understanding and addressing the root causes of chronic illness. While the journey may be challenging, with the right tools, support system, and treatment protocol, recovery is not just possible, but achievable.